Hi, welcome to WizSchool once again. We are on Chapter 3, Core Functions of Insurance Organizations. We have already seen what are core functions, what are non-core functions. So in this chapter, we are going to have a detailed view on what are the core functions of insurance organization. What have we studied up till now? In the first chapter, we saw the evolution of insurance organizations, the structures of insurance organizations, the types of insurance organizations, world insurance industry including India, origination of insurance organization in India, change in the concept of insurance after independence, transformation of insurance business organization in 1990s, then types of insurance organization in India, solvency margins for insurance companies, IRDA's role in promoting and directing insurance companies. In the second chapter, we saw the role of the functionaries of insurance organization, especially the hierarchy in the insurance organizations, the different designations of insurance organizations. And in this chapter, we are going to understand the core functions an insurer performs as it conducts its business operations. We are going to clearly understand what are the core functions, why are they called core functions, and this will help us to go to the next chapter, which is specifically focused on non-core functions or the support functions of an insurance organization. Let's begin this chapter with a small introduction. Insurance companies provides protection to the policy holders against loss due to uncertain risk through insurance policy. So this is a basic concept of insurance. From the policy holder, he pays the premium. In return, the insurance company issues a policy and promises to protect the policyholder from any loss due to certain uncertain events, and these risks are mentioned in the policy. The insurer needs to do primary functions to market the insurance product. Only then the prospects will be able to know what type of risk are covered, what type of protection that is given. So marketing becomes one primary function of an insurance organization, and at the same time, after marketing, when the prospect comes, fills up the proposal form, the insurance company needs to do underwriting. After underwriting, the insurance company will issue the policy, and in case of such uncertain event happens, in case the policyholder suffers the loss, then he will make a claim and the insurance company will have to settle the claim of the policyholder if that risk is covered in the insurance policy. So this brings out three important functions of an insurance organization. Number one is the marketing, number two is the underwriting, and number three is the settlement of claims. However, in addition to marketing, underwriting, and settlement of claims, the insurer also performs certain support functions, which you will see in the next chapter, such as the actuarial service, information technology alignment as per the business needs, the legal services, the human resource management, accounting, etc., etc. We'll see all this in detail about the non-core functions or the support functions in our next chapter. So when we talk in terms of the total functions of an insurance organization, it includes the primary function as well as the support functions, and hence the primary function and the support functions together comprise the total functions of an insurance organization. Now, these functions have got a fine refinement because of the technology. The technology driving the insurance business has further refined the functions, and that is what we call it as the modern functions of the insurer. The modern functions of the insurers are aligned with the change in the insurance products and services, with the driving of insurance business, with technology, advanced concepts, and sophisticated tools utilized by the insurers. Insurance companies deploy an array of advanced strategies and tactics to assess risk, mitigate loss, while serving the individual, families, and businesses, and contribute to the economy growth and development. So modern functions are proving to be beneficial for insurance organization, and it also provides lots of conveniences to the policyholder, which in turn gives rise to growth in insurance business and in turn the economic growth and development of the country. Now, we have clearly segregated three main core functions. Number one is to market the insurance products. Number two, to underwrite insurance policies. And number three, to process the insurance claims. Let us look at each one of them one by one. The first one is marketing and distribution of insurance products. Marketing has evolved over a period of time with the improvisation in insurance products and advancement in technology. We have seen both traditional marketing and the digital marketing or the social media marketing with the advancement of technology. We have something called strategic marketing. What is strategic marketing? Strategic marketing will include market research, setting objectives based on the environment, scanning, identifying the target market, formulation of the right marketing mix, keeping costs at the lower side, involving all insurance departments to provide end-to-end services, as well as monitoring and controlling critical parameters. So it has a scientific approach in getting the best output from the marketing, starting from research to identifying the target markets, to keeping the cost at lower side, and involving all departments to provide the end-to-end services. Now friends, insurance marketing is not just one-time process, it's a continuous process. The insurer needs to create, produce, and deliver insurance products and services that customers value, and customers' preferences changes with his change in perceptions. And hence, successful insurer has to focus on formulation of an ideal mix for the insurance business so that the insurance organization survives and thrives with the right perspective. When we talk about marketing mix, globally, 7 pieces of marketing are well recognized. And what are the 7 pieces of marketing? Number one is the product. Number two, pricing. Number three, place. Number four, promotion. Number five, people. Number six, process. Number seven, physical distribution. Now let us look at each component of this 7 pieces of marketing. The first one is the product. An insurance company sells insurance products and services. The product is offered in the form of an insurance policy, and the service comes in the form of claim settlement and other services. These products and services are aimed to protect life as well as non-life. When we talk about life, it is life insurance. When we talk about non-life assets, we talk in terms of general insurance. The second component of this marketing mix is the pricing. Pricing is a very important component of an insurance because the premium that is collected or charged by the insurance company becomes the pricing for a policy. The premium or the pricing in insurance business includes the premium charged against the policy, the interest charge for the delayed payment of premium, the credit facility, the commission charge for underwriting, and consultancy activities. The pricing decision can largely influence the conversion of a prospect into a policyholder. And with the opening of the insurance market for new private sectors, the pricing decision is becoming a game changer. The third component of the marketing mix is the place. Management of insurance branch offices needs a new vision, distinct approach, and innovative style, because insurance policies are sold directly through the online channel or personally through the agents or to the branches, and hence this place becomes a very important. Branch managers need professional excellence to create a proper workplace for making productive decisions. Branch managers should make the workplace conducive, attractive, and proactive for the generation of efficiency amongst the employees. What parameters should a branch manager keep in mind while locating branches? The branch manager needs to consider a number of factors like the interior office decoration, the smooth accessibility, availability of infrastructure facilities, the safety measures, the office furnishing, the civic amenities, facilities, parking facilities, etc., etc. It is based on what type of customers or what type of prospects are going to visit the branch, what is the locality, what is the culture. So based on that, all these factors should be kept in mind by the branch manager while actually designing a branch. We now enter the fourth important component of the marketing mix, that is promotion. Insurance companies deploy both personal and impersonal promotion. Now, what do you mean by personal and impersonal? Personal promotion is done by the agents, done by the brokers, when they are in face-to-face communication with the prospects. However, impersonal promotion happens through advertising, conferences, seminars, exhibitions, fairs, festivals. All these are the different medias in which the insurance company can pitch its products. Based on that, many people will become aware of what are the offerings. Digital marketing is a recent and very, very penetrating promotion method which influences tech-savvy people to purchase insurance products directly from the insurer's website. Modern insurers create awareness through the social media platforms. The fifth important factor or the component of the marketing mix are the people, because without people there can be no communication, especially the formal communication. Insurance employees can understand the prospects and design approved products and services. This is where the machines or the technology are still not able to match the whatever qualities a employee or a human resource has. A powerful connection between an insurance employee and the prospect or policyholder can establish a strong relationship and a higher persistency rate, and hence the people factor of the insurance business mix is very crucial. Insurers train their employees to enable them to serve the prospects, understand the prospects, and to actually suggest them the products which will be useful for them. And this is where the service provided by the people can be efficient and effective. So people factor or people a component of the marketing mix is a very useful or an important component. Here comes the advantages of worksite marketing. Insurer can inject innovation and creativity with worksite marketing, and the advantages of worksite marketing can be captive customer base, potential sell both individual and group, high trust factor and high volumes. So people manned at the worksite marketing can bring in more connection and more persistence rates. The next important component of the marketing mix is the process. Insurance processes have become customer friendly, mainly through the use of technology. Gone are the days when so many physical processes, so many documents, so many things were required for doing a simple activity. Now just with the click of the mouse, all the processes are automatically done, and this is because of the use of technology. Insurers have leveraged technology successfully at the front end as well as at the back end for processing the proposals as well as claims. Technology in the insurance sector has smoothened the insurance process as well as reduced the cost, because it has been actually proved that the technology is actually reducing the cost per transaction. So more automation, more the use of technology brings down the cost of insurance transaction, and that is where the insurance organization benefits a lot. A policyholder has an option to make premium payments at the insurance branch as well as through other online terminals. Insurers can share information about their products on the websites and social media platforms. Data harvesting helps the insurer to refine the data, curate the data, and provide a customer's approach to the policyholders. The policyholder can be given a surprise of suggesting a product, or can there will be so many things that can be done when you have a 360-degree view of the policyholder. The seventh and the final component of the marketing mix is a physical distribution. Physical distribution is a key component of insurance marketing mix. Traditional buyers prefer face-to-face, whereas ex-savvy prospects don't have time to visit the branch and they prefer to do their transactions on the technology terminals, and hence they prefer to buy insurance directly from the online portals. They also can save cost, which otherwise is paid to the agents when they go for the traditional model. Well-balanced alternative channels of distribution will help the insurer to gain 10% penetration. Use of alternate channel will help the insurer to bring down the cost of distribution and thus benefit the policyholder and the insurers both. So this is not just one-sided benefit. The benefit is for the insurer as well as the policyholder. The alternative or the evolving distribution channel are emerging stronger with the growth in technology and increase in the foreign direct investment in the insurance sector. So the evolving distribution channels are becoming stronger with bringing in newer technology, sophisticated technology, newer tools by which the insurance sector as a whole is benefiting not only with the money that is brought in, but with the innovations and the technology that is being put into the insurance industry. When we talk about the traditional distributed channels, they are individual agency, corporate agency, brokers, direct sales, micro-insurance, referrals. When you talk about modern distribution channels, they are the internet or the online, the telemarketing, the web aggregators, worksite marketing, the loyalty marketing through travel, automobile, health agency, etc. So newer technology channels or distribution channels will come with more and more usage of technology and other modern tools. Yet another beautiful deployment of a newer distribution channel is the bank assurance concept. Bank assurance concept has emerged because of selling of insurance product by the banking companies. Banks are emerging as an attractive distribution channel for the bank insurance business in India. And bank assurance has different advantages such as higher credibility, a ready customer base, low cost, good to sell simple products, extensive coverage including rural areas. So the insurance companies will provide a product, whereas distribution happens at the bank's end. So the bank employees are also trained, they are also supposed to get the agency certification, and this in turn opens up a wider customer base for the insurance companies through bank assurance. When we talk about bank assurance, selling of insurance by banking companies, banks are emerging as an attractive distribution channels for bank assurance. And the next important clients are like, when we talk in terms of the advantages, we have corporate clients, rural penetration, cheaper than agents, cross-selling products, personalized services. So these are the different advantages of bank assurance. Now let us look at insurance product distributed to lenders, automobile sellers and credit card companies. Like we most often see when you go to buy a car, the insurance companies of personals are sitting over there. So you don't have to separately go to insurance company to buy. Along with your car, you automatically get a sort of insurance for your car. Likewise, you borrow money from a bank, the bankers will have an insurance representative, same way with the credit card companies. So marketing and distribution are taking new forms and shapes and significantly contributing to the growth of insurance business in this model. The insurance cover is sold by the lender, the automobile seller, the credit card company. So just like bank assurance, this collaboration between the primary product providers and the insurance company has given rise to a newer type of distribution model. So this in turn provides commission to these primary product sellers. On the insurance side, they get ready business through these outlets. This type of invisible selling also leverages the brand of the insurer, and it becomes a win-win-win. Win for the insurer, win for the company who provides such insurance services, as well as win for the buyer who gets the primary product along with the insurance services, along with insurance cover, along with the primary product. the multi-channel strategy is deployed. Insurers have understood the need for multi-channel strategy to tap the huge potential in the Indian insurance market. Integrated distribution can also help the insurance company to exploit the untapped market by quickly reaching the geographical spread, the sociocultural sectors, as well as the economic segmentation of the market. So with this, we understand the first primary core function of an insurance company, which is the marketing and distribution. So after marketing and distribution, let's understand the second important core function of an insurance organization, which is underwriting. Insurance company assesses and classifies the degree of risk in the proposed asset for making a decision on accepting or rejecting. So it's a very scientific act of understanding on the basis of information provided by the prospect in the proposal form as to how risky the uncertain event is, and based on that, what are the chances of loss happening. The success of insurance business depends on the precision with which the insurer underwriter takes decision. So whether the risk is acceptable or not, basis on which the insurer will decide to accept or reject a proposal received from the prospect. Any wrong decision in underwriting can cause huge loss to the insurance company. Now, how does the underwriting profit happen? Underwriting profit is created from the earned premium remaining after paying the claims and administrative expenses. So the premium is a sole source of creating the profit, but from that, the claims and the administrative expenses needs to be adjusted. Second important, investment income earned on the held premium. So the insurance companies do investments also. Yes, the profit can also come from that. The new business premium causes an increase in underwriting income for the insurance companies because more opportunities for settling claims and more opportunities for earning income out of the investments. However, an increase in claim and the proportional expenses may result in an underwriting loss, and hence underwriters need to make a careful evaluation of the basic risk in each case. The correct underwriting will keep the insurance business in profit. Incorrect underwriting will put the insurance company in problems. Prudent underwriting procedures have to be followed by an successful insurance company. The premium charge should be affordable to the policyholder. So just for the sake of earning profit, insurance company cannot charge a heavy premium. The premium charge should be affordable to the policyholder to encourage the prospect to buy insurance coverage and not surrender the policy later due to non-availability of premium. So initially the prospect may buy, but later on he may not be able to pay the premium and may opt for surrendering the policy, or the policy might even get lapsed because of non-payment of the premium. So this aspect has to be kept by the insurance company in mind, and hence the insurers are expected to practice prudent underwriting procedures and reasonable asset liability management to generate a profit. The purpose of underwriting function. Number one, underwriting must ensure a reasonable, accurate estimation of the risk in any insurance proposal. And number two, determine the insurance price by appraising the degree of risk, making decisions whether to accept or reject this. So this decision making has to be very correct. Only then the underwriting will succeed. What are the steps in underwriting? The first step is appraisal of information submitted by the prospect. This is all the underwriter will have, and hence it becomes very important for the prospect to mention all the information correctly in the proposal form, and based on that, the first step of underwriting will happen, that is appraisal of information. Additional information can also be sought by the underwriter with any supplementary documentation, and underwriters will categorize the risk based on the information process so that the premium for the policy is decided. Higher the risk, higher the premium. Lower the risk, the premium is also lower. Underwriters may take any of the following decisions, like reject an application for insurance due to unacceptable risk, issue a policy on a substandard basis in case of a higher risk, issue a policy on a standard basis at an acceptable normal risk, issue a policy on a preferred basis due to the lower risk. So we have criteria categories from unacceptable risk to the low risk. In case of unacceptable risk, the application will be rejected. In case of high risk, a policy may be issued on a substandard basis, which means a higher premium would be charged. In case of a normal risk, the policy will be charged at normal rates, that is the standard basis. And in case of a preferred basis, it is a lower risk, the premium will be also lower. As we said, as we saw before, underwriting has to be a balancing act. The premium should not be also very high. At the same time, the underwriter should also be able to recover the expenses that are incurred from the insurance company. The goal of underwriter is to generate profits for the insurer based on the underwriting guidelines. So insurance company also needs to follow the underwriting guidelines provided by IRDAI. At the same time, the premium should be affordable to the policyholder. We have seen initially, even if the policyholder pays later, if he is not able to pay, then the policy will have to be either surrender or the policy will lapse itself because of non-payment of premium. And hence, the underwriter has to play a balancing act of generating a profit and caring or the affordability of the prospect. So, balancing act between affordability and profitability has to be taken care by the underwriter. And hence, the responsibility of the underwriter is to filter out the false claims due to the adverse selection, keeping the premiums reasonable for the insured. So this is a very fine art, and that is where the success of insurance business lies. Now, the pricing can be done by different methods. That is what we call as a rate determination. The function of underwriting involves the determination of risks that are acceptable to the insurer in order to meet the market competition and propose the appropriate rate of premium. So when we talk about rate determination, there are different methods such as the judgment rating, the manual rating, the merit rating. Any new methods may also be devised based on what the insurance company is looking for. There can be different types of underwriters. Like an insurance agent is considered as a primary underwriter because he is the first person in case of a traditional model to sell the insurance to the prospect, and hence he is supposed to know more details about the prospect, and hence insurance agent is considered as a primary underwriter. The life and health insurance underwriter are familiar with the effect of medical history, the personal habits, the lifestyle and other health related issues on insurability and various types of hazards. The property and casualty underwriters are familiar with different types of property and casualties involved with it. The property and casualty underwriters can be fire underwriters, home owners underwriters, the automobile insurance underwriters, the marine underwriters, commercial property underwriters, the personal property underwriters, the commercial general liability underwriters, as well as the professional liability underwriters. So with this, friends, we covered the second core activity of an insurance company, which is the underwriting. First, we saw the marketing and distribution. And now finally, we come to the third and the important core activity of an insurance organization, which is settlement of claims. The insurer needs to be very careful to settle the genuine claims because he just cannot reject any claims for the sake of making profit. It would be an unfair practice. At the same time, he has to be careful in settling the genuine claims. A false claim can erode the profitability of the insurer and may lead to loss of trust with the policyholder, and hence the claims settlement process is guided by underwriting and claim settlement provisions. The settlement of the claim discharges the insurance obligation under the policy, but the settlement has to be correctly done. The settlement has to be for genuine claims. The policyholder should also note that he should be aware about the claim settlement procedure because certain technicalities has to be followed. Policyholder cannot say, "I didn't know that." insufficient knowledge about the claim submission procedure can result in deficiency in claim submission and can ultimately be a cause for rejection of claims. And hence, the policyholder should be aware of this procedure. Most of these are written in the policy document itself. As soon as one gets the policy, one has to read this and be ready in case of any lodgement of claim. Such procedures need to be followed, or at least the policyholder should ask the insurance company about the exact procedure at the time of actually lodging the claim. There can be common reasons for denials like paperwork errors, assumption of facts contrary to the findings of witness, expiration of the time periods of common submission of documents. So these small reasons can cause denial of claims, which can be easily avoided by the policyholder by knowing them before lodgement of claims. Insurer should also note, like, it's a responsibility of both the policyholder as well as insurer. Just because insurer is in the hot seat, he should not act adamantly. The insurer should not reject the claims for the sake of generating profits. Insurer should not unfairly utilize the deny, delay and defense strategy against the policyholders. Any lesser settlement or no settlement of claims can deprive the benefits of insurance policy to the policyholder. It will totally defeat the purpose of insurance. It will lose the trust of the insurer. Streamlining the operations of an insurance company, particularly in the management of the claims, shall enhance the credibility and profitability, will increase the word of mouth publicity of insurer, in turn it will get more business. So settlement genuine claims will not reduce the profit, but in return it will enhance credibility and more business, and thus more profitability. And this is very important for the insurance company to note. The effectiveness of the claims management will depend upon effective working of claims department. The agent has to help the policyholders in complying with the requirements. So here, since we call the agent as a primary underwriter, the agent also becomes the first source of help for the policyholder. So he has to know what all needs to be submitted. If required, he can directly approach the insurance company. However, the agents have to help the policyholder in complying with the requirements. The claims estimated should be fully examined with care. An insurer should pay attention to the timely settlement of claims to avoid the litigations. So these are certain things required to be noted for effectiveness of claims management. Negligence or inefficiency on any aspect of claim settlement can obviously give rise to the disputes and losses for insurer, which should be avoided by the insurer. Insurer should make the payment promptly when claims are due for settlement, because whenever the claims are lodged, whether it's life insurance or whether it is general insurance, the requirement of the money is huge to make good the loss, to restore the asset as it was. In life insurance, you cannot restore the asset. However, it can be a very, very timely help for the dependents of the insured. Likewise, in case of a general insurance, person who has suffered the loss, he can actually recreate or restore the asset and continue his business or activity for what the asset was meant. A satisfied customer makes the word of mouth publicity for the insurer and establishes the integrity, efficiency and effectiveness of the insurer. And this is the core mantra for the effectiveness of claims management. Thank you.